Welcome back to the Kurdistan in America podcast, the official podcast of the Kurdistan Regional Government Representation in Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Dilawar Barwari, and I'm thrilled to present to you a very special episode. We had the honor of interviewing Minister Dr. Mohammad Shukri, Chairman of the Board of Investment, and Ms. Karez Dargalei, the head of the Foreign Direct Investment Unit at the Board of Investment in the Kurdistan region. Also, we had the pleasure of interviewing Minister Shukri just days before he set off for his first official visit to the U.S. During the episode, we delve into Kurdistan's economic prospects and the opportunities available to foreign investors. Dr. Shukri shares valuable insights on the Board of Investment's objectives and how they align with Prime Minister Masroor Barzani's economic reform strategy, the board's efforts to attract foreign investment, and the KRG's priority sectors. Ms. Dargalei shares insights on how her unit promotes foreign investment in Kurdistan and offers valuable advice to international companies that are considering to invest in the region. We hope that you'll gain a deep understanding of the economic potential of Kurdistan and the opportunities available for foreign investors. And now, without further ado, let's begin our discussion with Dr. Mohammad Shukri, Chairman of the Board of Investment. Dr. Mohammad Shukri, welcome to the Kurdistan America podcast.
Thank you, Dilawar.
It's an absolute pleasure having you, and we're honored to have you on our show. You're the chairman of the Board of Investment with the rank of a minister. So let's begin our discussion with you.
Okay.
To begin with, first tell us about the Board of Investment and what are its main objectives.
Thank you for this interview. The Board of Investment in Kurdistan was established in 2006 by KRG's Investment Law number 4 for 2006. This law facilitates investment in all sectors except oil and gas, upstream and downstream, and serves as one-stop shop between the private sector and public sector and relevant government institutions within the Kurdistan regional government, and grants public benefits to eligible investment projects by issuing investment license to establish investment projects in the KRG, Kurdistan Government Region of Iraq.
That is very interesting. Now, before we get into the details, can you please tell us about your role and how you intend on reaching those set objectives?
As the chairman of this board, I lead and implement the investment process and practices. Our goal is ease the facilitation of investment projects and improving investment climate to attract more investment into the region that complies with the government vision.
Okay, excellent. Now, you mentioned the one-stop shop. I understand that previously in the Kurdistan region, one of the biggest challenges was that there were many different procedures and a lot of signatures that were required to begin business in Kurdistan or start business. Now, from the sound of it and from what I've been reading and hearing, is that the KRG has focused on reducing the process, the bureaucracy. And now there is a one-stop shop. Can you tell us about that?
The main challenge we focus in our licensing program here in Kurdistan region is the long process of licensing across the ministries and another ministries in Kurdistan regional government. The Ninth Cabinet had a plan or have a plan to reduce this long-term licensing process of routine by digitalization the whole the economic process, economic or government process in the Kurdistan region since 2025. His Excellency Masroor Barzani mentioned in before some months from now.
That's great to hear. So the process has simplified and is a digital platform now, I assume.
We have a new platform for investment named Investment Invest Kurdistan, and we have a website about it, invest.gov.krd. It will contain all the procedure of licensing, especially when we talk with foreign direct investment or investment abroad our country.
Very well. Now, earlier you mentioned His Excellency the Prime Minister, Mr. Masroor Barzani. Now, let's shift towards the current cabinet's, His Excellency's, reform strategy. How is the Board of Investment tied to the cabinet's economic reform strategy? And what steps is the board taking to attract foreign investment?
You know, what I mentioned before, the long time of licensing process was the main challenge we had in the past. In the future, or in the present and the future, we focus on this issue by sampling all the procedure of the licensing to give the license of investment or to make a project here in Kurdistan region in a short time. Some projects in the past needed a time about 6 months to 1 year or 2 years. Our plan or His Excellency's plan about economy and about creating companies or projects here in Kurdistan region is to give the private sector's licensing or working licensing about 1 day to 1 month, less than 1 month also.
That's very interesting. Now you mentioned the Prime Minister's reform strategy. Part of it is the digitalization, which facilitates the process, the registration, and reduces the time for licensing. That also brings transparency into the system.
You know, the investment law gives transparency and certainty to the foreign investors, or also the local investors. We promise, according to the law, the equal treatment in incentives and support to both foreign and local investors. You know, the process of licensing here in Kurdistan region, the whole process of licensing is a transparent process in Kurdistan region between our board and our branch in the governors or in the cities and with other ministries and other government offices here that according to our law, helps us as a board of investment to give the license to start projects in Kurdistan region.
Very well. Now, I have a related question. Part of the reform strategy is to make it easier, attract investment. So how else does the Board of Investment promote economic development and investment in the region? What are the strategies?
You know, we have our strategy here in Kurdistan Board of Investment start within 2020, and we name this plan is 2020 and 2030. We have planned to create more than 1,500 projects in Kurdistan in all the sectors we work on it. That is in infrastructure, in agriculture, in manufacturing, technology, railways, and other projects in Kurdistan region. Because of that, we have many booklets and many presentations in our website. We create the Kurdistan brand of investment named Invest Kurdistan. So Kares Khan also with us to talk about Invest Kurdistan to promote for Kurdistan region as the land of untold opportunities, that to talk with local and foreign investors, that we have many of potential in in several projects or sectors to work on it, especially in tourism, in agriculture, in manufacturing. Kurdistan region is ready for all of these sectors to develop by the investors, by the private sector. So they are from here, from Kurdistan region, or from abroad, from another countries to work with us.
Very well. Yes, I've been following the Board of Investment and the KRG's activities. And one of the areas that I've noticed that the KRG has focused heavily on is agriculture.
Yeah.
Kurdish pomegranate and other products are making to the Gulf and Europe, which is very refreshing. Now, American companies have a big footprint in the oil and gas sector in Kurdistan.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the investment board doing to attract them to other industries, the industries that you mentioned, agriculture, tourism, technology?
That is a very good question, Dulovan. You know, we have in KRG, we have good relation in political side and economic side with the government of United States of America, you know, also in economic side. In the economic side, especially in investment, many times we talk with the American side as a consulate, general consulate here in Erbil, or we had meetings with our representative of Kurdistan regional government in Washington, or you had meeting with many of American company, and we talk with them to increase the investment of American companies here in Kurdistan region. In many time I issue that the investment of American company here in non gas and oil sector is near of $125 million. So is if you compare with the total amount of what we invest here in Kurdistan, it's about $70 billion. Is very less number by American company that they invest here in Kurdistan region. So many times we had a meeting with American companies, with the consulate general here in Erbil, with our representative in Washington. We talk with them that we have a special relation or a special support for the American companies to come to Kurdistan and invest. You know, the ratio of investment of American companies investment in Kurdistan in non-gas and oil sector is very less number, $100 million to $70 billion is very low ratio if you compare the percentage of these. Because of that, many times we talk with them in conferences, in special meeting. Before some days, we had a meeting with the American General Consulate here in Erbil, and I told him to push the American companies to come to Kurdistan region and work in agriculture, in manufacturing, in technology manufacturing, in tourism sector, in every sectors that we can push them, and we can have facilitating them to work here in Kurdistan, in Kurdistan region. In a few days, we have a trip to U.S. to meet with Kildanian Chamber, Kildanian American Chamber in the U.S. And of course, we will talk with them to come to Kurdistan and to invest. And also we have some delegation from US. They come to Kurdistan in a few months, and we will have meeting to push them to work in other sectors in Kurdistan region, not only in gas and oil sector.
Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned this, because my next thought was to discuss the KRG representation in Washington's work with the Board of Investment and the U.S. Kurdistan Business Council and Chamber of Commerce. In the past, over the years, the KRG representation has organized many visits by American companies to Kurdistan. So what should U.S. companies know about Kurdistan, and why should they consider it for business?
If they want to work here in Kurdistan region, we will treat with them as our companies. What we do for our local company, we will do the same treatment with American company. And in this place, I do appreciate the role of our representation in Washington, especially Bayan Khan and her team for supporting Board of Investment and pushing American company to come to Kurdistan region many times and in the future also.
Wonderful. Now, earlier you mentioned that you will be visiting the U.S. in the coming days, I believe, and you will be visiting, initially you were planning to visit Washington as well. Now, is this your first visit to the U.S.?
It will be first visit for me to United States.
So it will be very exciting, and we're looking forward to that. Now, what will be your message to the U.S. government and American companies when you visit?
As His Excellency Masroor Barzani mentioned, our doors in Kurdistan region is open for all American investors to work in Kurdistan region in all sectors to help us developing the all sectors here in Kurdistan region. I will give this message to the who we will meet with them, businessman or government or any people we will meet with them in the future. We will tell them that our doors is open for them to come to Kurdistan and to invest and help us for developing sectors in Kurdistan region. As I mentioned before, our potential here in Kurdistan region is very big for work for investment, for earning money in our sectors, and to have new businesses here also.
Very well. Dr. Mohammad Shukri, thank you so much for your time. Now I will turn to your colleague, Ms. Karis Khan, Karis Dargali, the head of Foreign Direct Investment Unit, so we can discuss foreign investment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure and honor to have you on our show. Ms. Karis Dargali or Karis Khan, welcome to the show. You are the head of Foreign Direct Investment Unit of the Board of Investment.
Hello, Kak Dlovan. It's my pleasure to be in my favorite podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure having you. We're honored. Now, let's turn to your role. You're the head of Foreign Direct Investment Unit of the Board of Investment. Can you please describe your role at the investment board?
Yeah, thank you so much for this interview. And and thank you for this question. It was December 2021, when Dr. Mohammed gathered people or stakeholders in the foreign investment in general, and then we sat and we discussed how we can have a department that attracts foreign investors. So he directed us to build a unit. We officially launched the Foreign Direct Investment Unit on June 1st, 2022. That was the official approval from the Prime Minister's office. And that's where we started to do the recruiting and the office space arrangements, and also doing studies or what are the barriers to the investment, and also the challenge that foreign investors are facing. So, and how we are going to transform the challenge into a action plans that actually Kurdistan will be one day naturally be able to receive foreign investors. We know that investors need two things. One is certainty, and the second one is information. So that two things is what the Foreign Direct Investment Unit is trying to provide. and we can discuss more in details how we're going to provide each of these and what are the components that we are working on. But mainly, we are a part of Dr. Mohammed Shukri's, His Excellency's office. So here we are working as a gate for every single foreign investors that wants to enter the economy or the market of the Kurdistan region.
Very well. Now let's talk about the challenges that you face and what are the main challenges and how are you overcoming these challenges to promote foreign investment?
Yeah. So, Kaglovan, we have a report that's called the Investment Reform Map. So, and that's part of the KRG's economic reform strategy. So what we did is we went through all the challenge that the investment climate of the Kurdistan region is facing. And then we looked into it. What action points can eliminate which of these challenges? So the challenge was different from the from the bureaucracy to the weak legal framework to the long process of licensing to the land allocation to taxation to many, many aspects of the business. So what we did is we also looked at possible solutions that would eliminate 70% of these barriers, or when we say challenge. So as His Excellency mentioned, Dr. Mohammed, we are here to facilitate and ease the process of investment for investors. So yeah, so we came up with four components, four pillars that with first of them, and the first and foremost, is first one is the improvement in the investment climate. So this includes the amendment of the investment law and the special economic zones legal framework, as well as the streamlining the process of investment license. As His Excellency mentioned, that it takes a while, sometimes from 6 to 3.5 years. So right now, during the 9th cabinet, this duration have drastically changed from 3.5 in average to 2 weeks. We have projects that we have licensed within 2 weeks. But mainly, these are the projects that they haven't asked for the land allocation.
So I have a few questions that on what you discussed. One is the process has been streamlined. On the Twitter account of Invest Kurdistan, it says, your one-stop shop for business success in the Kurdistan region. Mm-hmm. So now, let's elaborate on that. This is very, very important because previously, as Dr. Mohammed Shukri mentioned earlier, His Excellency, and you have also highlighted, this process has been streamlined. Tell us, why is this so important?
Yeah, there are many countries that compete with each other to attract more foreign investors into their country. And what will allow an investor to decide is whether this country or this place or region has proper infrastructure for them to establish their business, if they're a good ecosystem. We work as one-stop shop and we provide a list of services. So I would like to mention the services very clearly. One of them is that we give information and business advisory to the companies that want to enter the KRG's market. The second one is we give them facilitation support from permit to support from the other related agencies, permits and within the investment license as well. And the third one is we match make them with suppliers, with local investors that they intend to do joint venture. Also from local engineering companies or service providers. And as well as we will provide them with site visits and meetings as well. We will support them with this. But this is not limited at all to these four services. So what we have is we have liaising officers from all the independent administrations and cities, which are 8. This includes So cities are Sulaymaniyah, Erbil, Duhok, Halabja. And independent administrations are Zaho, Soran, Raparin, Germian. So we have liaising officers there that can support with the site selection and site visits as well. So if you look into our website, as His Excellency mentioned, invest.gov.krd, there is investment map. So this investment map is investment projects ready to be invested. So if investors are interested to invest in these projects or in these areas, in these lands, this is where they can contact us and we can support them with visiting there and provide them with all the business and business advisories and data.
Very well. Now, this takes us to my final question before we wrap up the interview. Karis Khan, what advice would you give to foreign investors who are considering investing in Kurdistan?
I would say they can consider Kurdistan as their investment destination because we have a very supportive government that can promise them certainty and equal treatment between foreign investors, foreign companies, just as equal as to local investors, as His Excellency Dr. Mohammed also emphasizes on that. And we will provide all the information that you need. So I would like to announce a few points on this podcast. First of all, we will have the sectors overview that mentions all the market demand for each of our priority sectors that allows investors to have an understanding of the market of Kurdistan region. And secondly, we will build an investor guide hopefully next month. That will provide you from A to Z of doing business in the Kurdistan region, even from entering the Kurdistan market, visa to your last taxation and how things are going to be operating of your business, the operation of your business. And lastly, next month, hopefully in June, we will have the official launching of Invest Kurdistan brand, which a part of this will be a signing ceremony between IFC, the International Finance Corporation, and the Board of Investment, that IFC will be involved with a lot of developments in many sectors in a partnership with the Board of Investment.
Very well. Thank you so much. Now, would you like to add anything else before we wrap up the interview?
So they can visit our website and also we would like to receive any investors and we're very much looking forward to provide our services to investors and we will be conducting studies with them and provide them with all the data that they require.
Your Excellency, Dr. Mohammed Shukri and Karis Khan, thank you so much for this amazing interview. We greatly appreciate it and we're honored to have you on our show.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kaglovan.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Kurdistan in America podcast, the official podcast of the Kurdistan Regional Government Representation in Washington, D.C. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast either on Buzzsprouts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google. Also, for more information about the Kurdistan region, please visit our website at www.us.gov.krd or follow us on Twitter at KRG_USA.